KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07 in Atlantic, we have a mostly clear sky, 62 degrees. We look for some areas of fog to burn off this morning, or those fog areas still exist. Otherwise, partly to mostly sunny skies and a high of 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping Western Iowa news, the Iowa State Patrol says a man from Minnesota died Wednesday after being hit on an Interstate 80 off-ramp in Pottawatomie County. 31-year-old Mozadak A. Aiden of St. Paul, Minnesota, was walking on the I-80 westbound Shelby Exit 34 off-ramp at around 3:10 a.m. Wednesday when he was hit by a vehicle or vehicles. The patrol says the road was very dark and unlit when Aiden, who was wearing dark-colored clothing, was hit. Officials say whomever hit him may not have known the accident occurred. He suffered a crushed pelvis and severe head injuries and was flown to an Omaha trauma center where he later died. Officials say the man had been traveling from Las Vegas, Nevada to St. Paul. Aiden had been making his way across the country, according to the patrol, with what other transportation was immediately available to him, including bus, taxi, or hitchhiking. KJAN News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Police in Harlan reported Thursday a Harlan man was arrested June the 30th on drug charges after they investigated a suspicious vehicle in the pit area of the Shelby County Speedway. 52-year-old Kenneth Kinkle of Harlan faces charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and prohibited acts. Authorities report also 37-year-old Mark Anthony Kaufman of Harlan was arrested this past Monday on a disorderly conduct charge and two counts of assault. Kaufman was taken into custody after police were called to an altercation with three other persons at a residence on Hill Street. Two of the individuals were from Council Bluffs, the other from Minden. And 21-year-old Cody Lister of Harlan was arrested June 27th after turning himself into the Harlan PD. Lister was wanted in connection with the theft of a vehicle from Shelby and the burglary of a residence. He faces third-degree burglary, aiding and abetting possession of stolen property, and forgery charges. Two Western Iowa men were arrested Thursday on theft charges associated with missing livestock and ag machinery. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports 19-year-old Benjamin Lee Peterson of Audubon and 20-year-old Christopher Joe Groninga of Dunlap were arrested as the result of an investigation into the theft of livestock on June the 6th from the 2900 block of Goldfinch Avenue and the theft of machinery June 23rd from the 1600 block of 315th Street in Audubon County. Peterson and Groninga both face charges of theft in the second degree. Groninga faces additional possible charge of aiding and abetting theft in the second degree. Peterson was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $5,000 bond, while Groninga was last seen by the magistrate and released with orders to appear for a preliminary hearing on July the 25th. The thefts remain under investigation. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reports also 48-year-old Alan Kenneth Bramer of Perry was arrested Wednesday on an outstanding Audubon County warrant charging him with a burglary that occurred April 2010 in Ross. Bramer was taken into custody immediately upon his release from the Clarinda Correctional Facility. He was being held in the Audubon County Jail on $5,000 bond. And 29-year-old Joseph Mark Zeiger of Audubon was arrested Wednesday on an outstanding Audubon County warrant charging him with theft in the fifth degree in connection with a check written to an Audubon business in March. Zeiger appeared before a judge and was released from custody. The Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that numerous arrests had been made over the past week or so. On Monday, 21-year-old Cam Christopher Jonkey of Lewis was arrested on a charge of possession of a controlled substance. Jonkey was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was being held pending a pretrial release. Last Sunday, deputies arrested 32-year-old Damon John Busey of Glenville, Nebraska on a Cass County District Court warrant for failure to appear. Busey was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was held on $5,000 bond. That same day, 23-year-old Rachel Marie Huggins and 22-year-old Bryston Lee Flathers, both of Cumberland, were arrested on charges of public intoxication and interference with official acts. The pair were taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on their own recognizance. On Friday, July the 1st, 27-year-old Robbie Troy Matheny of Anita turned himself into authorities on a Cass County warrant for OWI first offense. Matheny was booked into the Cass County Jail and later released on $1,000 bond. The sheriff's office said also on that same day, 21-year-old Kevin Damian Ingalls of Atlantic was charged with the use of a person under 18 in the drug trade. Ingalls remains at the Cass County Jail where he was being held on charges also of possession with the intent to deliver and violation of a drug tax stamp. His bond totals $15,000. And on June the 30th, 26-year-old Robin Lee Grieshaber of Cumberland was arrested on a Cass County warrant for possession with the intent to deliver a controlled substance. Grieshaber was taken to the Cass County Jail where he was released the next day on $5,000 bond. On June 29th, deputies in Cass County arrested 34-year-old Amy Jo Nicholson of Des Moines on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Nicholson was taken to the Cass County Jail and held on a $10,000 bond. Also in the news, two women were cited following a non-injury accident Wednesday evening in Atlantic. The Atlantic Police report Samantha Christensen of Atlantic was cited for failure to maintain control and reduce speed, and Crystal Buskirk of Atlantic was cited for failure to have proof of insurance. The citations were issued after police investigated a crash at the intersection of 7th and Olive Streets at around 5:25 p.m. Wednesday. Officials had said Christensen was traveling west on 7th and approaching Olive Street when she failed to stop and rear-ended the Buskirk vehicle as it was stopped at the red light. Damage from the crash amounted to $5,000. News time is 7:14.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements this morning, 91-year-old Mildred Millie Peterson, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday at the Colonial Manor in Anita. Services for Millie Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 98-year-old Lawrence Verrath of Greenfield died May the 30th in Fontenelle. Memorial services for Lawrence Verrath will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. 82-year-old Leah Berry of Atlantic died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Services for Leah Berry will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. 51-year-old James L. Morrell of Stewart died Monday at Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for James Morrell will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And 74-year-old Marcia Steffens of Atlantic died Tuesday at her home. No services are planned for Marcia Steffens. Condolences may be left at www.rolandfuneralservice.com or at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.